coming up tomorrow morning at 7, the KBOO News. And then 7:30, Ani and Melody host Positively Revolting Talk Radio. Then at 9 a.m., it's a special lecture then, featuring writer and journalist Michael Pollan. He's going to be asking, what should you eat? And he looks at the social, ethical, and environmental impact of our food choices. At 10 a.m., here Ariel Gore, who's going to be speaking with David Beispiel and members of the Attic New Voices about the Poetry Northwest, their new national publication, and New Voices, reading at the Blackfish Gallery. At 10:30, it's Boneheads and Bigots at Nivon. And then at 11, here, of course, Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. That's all right here on KBOO, nonprofit, handcrafted, volunteer-powered, and listener-sponsored community radio station. And thanks for joining us.
And volunteer in the evening news department. We would love to have you. We enjoy it. It's very informational, educational, and it's a really great way to become part of your community. Call Lisa Loving at 503-231-8032, extension 203. We'll see you soon.
This is Independent Native News for Thursday, the 22nd of June. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock. Two U.S. House committees put Alaska Native Corporation contracts with the federal government under the microscope at a hearing Wednesday. Alaska Native Corporations were made eligible for 8A contracting 20 years ago and don't face the dollar limit imposed on other groups. Native leaders were told that many lawmakers have problems with the advantage given to Native corporations over other Section 8A minority small business contractors, and that things may have to change. Joel Southern has more from Washington, D.C.
Over the past year, controversy over contracts related to defense and to recovery from last summer's big hurricanes put Alaska Native corporations under intense scrutiny. A recent Government Accountability Office report concluded that Native corporations have not done anything wrong. But it raised questions about the oversight the Small Business Administration and other federal agencies have given to ANC contracts and whether it would be better to open such contracts to competitive bidding. Speaking to members of the House Government Reform and Small Business Committees, Congressman Don Young defended the job Native corporations have done.
Mr. Chairman, I'm here to say that these folks are doing right by the federal government. They're doing right by the American taxpayer, and most importantly, they're doing right by their impoverished communities back home in Alaska.
Chris McNeil, who heads up Sea Alaska and is chairman of the Native American Contractors Association, said the 8A program has succeeded, while many other economic development efforts for Alaska Natives have failed.
It promotes self-determination, self-sufficiency, and it points towards sustainable economies, which is inherent in the goal of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, and it provides a mechanism upon which Alaska Natives can have increased professional opportunities.
But critics argue ANC sole source contracting cuts off the benefits of competitive bidding, wastes federal money, and cheats other minority contractors. Harry Alford heads up the National Black Chamber of Commerce.
We are losing jobs, destroying businesses, negatively affecting communities who need progress the most. ANCs, in effect, have become predators on the minority business community. Shame on all of us for letting it get this far.
Alford and a witness testifying in behalf of female-owned businesses said Congress should consider taking Alaska Native corporations completely out of the 8A program. Native corporations made sure they had a lot of moral support on hand at the hearing. Half or more of the audience appeared to be Alaska Natives. I'm Joel Southern in Washington, D.C.
In north central Montana, there's a disagreement about whether or not a racism problem exists between the mostly white city of Havre and nearby Rocky Boys Reservation. Ellen Thompson has this story on one attempt to deal with the issue.
17-year-old Havre resident Carrie Burstock has her opinion about the racism issue.
A lot of us stereotype each other.
Burstock was a participant in a week-long climbing camp last week meant to bring together children of different racial backgrounds. 15 Havre and Rocky Boys students participated. Burstock thinks the camp, called Climbing Toward, is needed and helpful.
Seeing that these guys are as normal as me or whatever, like, I won't think those things.
A year ago, publicity about white store owners in the city of Havre mistreating American Indian customers brought a federal race mediator to the 10,000-person city. At about that time, John Mitchell, who coordinates occupational training for Rocky Boys Reservation, saw one way he could help. He expanded a summer camp he's run for several years to include white students from the area.
Our tendency is that when kids get together, they become friends. And as they grow up as friends, we have less misunderstanding between each community. Over here, we got somebody from Havre belaying somebody from Rocky Boy, for instance. So that Rocky Boy person is putting their total trust in that person from Havre's life.
To help solidify the bonds, participants will keep in touch through a website and other activities throughout the year, Mitchell says. Mitchell plans to bring the same group back together over the next few years. In Havre, Montana, I'm Ellen Thompson.
This is Independent Native News. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.
Supported by Amerind, tribes protecting tribes and their employees. Amerind's Tribal Employee Injury Protection Program is online at amerind-corp.org. And by Sanosky Chambers Law Firm of Albuquerque, San Diego, Anchorage, Juneau, and Washington, D.C., defending Native American interests since 1976. Independent Native News is a production of KUAC at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
The 14th Annual Good in the Neighborhood Multicultural Music and Food Festival beginning at 12 noon on Saturday and Sunday, June 24th and 25th. The event is located at King School Park at 4815 Northeast 7th Avenue next to King Elementary School. The festival kicks off with an annual community parade at 11 a.m. on Saturday from the Emmanuel Hospital parking lot and features 2 days of fun, music, food, and festival. The musical performers include Linda Hornbuckle Band, Patrick Lamb, Norman Sylvester Band, Andy Stokes, Ocean 503, and much more. For more information, log on to www.goodintheneighborhood.org or call 503-282-1288.
The KBU Youth Collective will bring you the Underground Wednesday, June 28th from 6 to 7 p.m. Our theme this month is body modification and body image. We'll have stories about first tattoos, steroid use, fad diets, and more. We'll also feature youth poems from Cleveland High School and the band King. 2 9-year-olds associated with the Rock and Roll Camp for Girls. That's Wednesday, June 28th from 6 to 7 p.m. here on your KBU 90.7 FM.
Good evening. It is 6:02. You are listening to KBOO Portland. And coming up next is Proverbial Perspectives. And this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Oregon Country Fair, July 7th, 8th, and 9th, featuring music, food, and crafts in Vineta, Oregon. Admission and parking tickets are available only at Tickets West, as absolutely no tickets will be sold at the fair site. For directions and information on how to take Amtrak to this drug and alcohol-free event, the number is 1-800-992-8499 or OregonCountryFair.org.